When measuring the tchum, we always use a rope that's exactly 50 amos long for measuring. The Gemara explains that we derive the 50 amos measurement from the pasuk that describes the width of the chatzar mishkan to be chamishim bechamishim, which teaches us both the size of a karpath and the size of the rope that's used to measure. The Bryce explains the logic of using the rope is that a shorter rope would be pulled too taut and would artificially increase the measurement. A longer rope will sag and would artificially decrease the measurement. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Ein lecha sheyafal lemedida yoser mishal shalosh al barzel. The Bryce teaches that really iron chains would be ideal for measuring, but since the Torah says to use rope, we have to use rope. When the Torah says ubiyada ish kana hamida, that a stick is used, it refers to measuring a very small area like gates, but larger areas are only measured with ropes. Tanya Rav Yosef, shlosha chavalim heim. There are three alechos that require ropes, but each requires a different type of rope. Shel magag lepara, reed ropes are used to tie the para aduma down when it's burned. Shel mitzarim lesota, willow ropes are used to tie the sota's clothing up so it doesn't fall off after it was torn at the shoulders. Shel pishtan lemedida, linen ropes are used for measuring the tchum Shabbos. The Mishnah continues, hayimodid vigia legaya legeder mavlio v'chozin lemidaso. If he was measuring and came across a valley or a stone wall, he should measure in a straight line across the top of them before continuing to measure normally. So the Gemara is medayik that if the valley is more than 50 amos wide at the point that he's measuring across from the city, then holeich lemakom he should move over to a point where the valley is less than 50 amos wide and measure it there before returning to his original line of measuring. When it comes to a wall, the Braisa says, Omdo v'holichlo. He can estimate its width and continue, while the Mishnah says, Mavlio v'chosel midaso. He has to measure by holding the rope over it. The Gemara explains that, Hasam nicha tashmishta. The Mishnah speaks about a fence that traffic can pass over pretty easily, while Hacha lo nicha tashmishta. The Braisa speaks about a wall that's not so easy for traffic to pass over it, so you can rely on estimating. Amar Vidam Rishmuel, in measuring the valley, we can ignore the incline and just measure from the floor of the valley if Chut HaMishkal is Yared Kenegdo, the incline of the wall is so steep that a plumb line would fall less than 4 amos away from the top of the valley. There are two opinions as to how deep a valley can be measured by holding a rope over it. A Braisa says that it can only be 100 amos deep, but Acherim hold it can be 2,000 amos deep. When Rav Yosef says that it can even be more than 2,000 amos deep, he was talking about a case that Chut HaMishkal is Yared Kenegdo, the walls are almost completely vertical and therefore can't be measured in any way other than holding a rope across the top of the valley. The Mishnah said that you can measure a mountain with a straight rope, but the Gemara adds that that may depend on the slope of the mountain. First version of Rava's statement is that if the slope is fairly mild to the extent that it rises 10 tefachim only within 5 amos of space, we should measure the mountain slope as if it were flat ground, which will turn out to be a chumrah in where the tchum is going to be. The second version of Rava's statement is that we only measure the mountain with a straight rope if the slope is so mild that it rises 10 tefachim over a length of 5 amos. But if it's steeper, then umdo v'holichlo, we estimate the width and continue on his way. The Mishnah continued that when measuring over a valley or mountain, it's important that even while doing the measurements on Erev Shabbos, he shouldn't go beyond the tchum of the city, because we're concerned people are going to say that the tchum extends to the area where the guy is walking to measure. If the mountain can't be measured without leaving the tchum, we measure the mountain as if it was pierced. This means that two people stand on the slope with the lower one holding a 4 amma long rope to his chest, the higher one holding the rope at a straight line to his feet. That keeps the incline out of the measurement. When measuring for Egla Arufa or for Ari Miklat, however, we don't rely on this method of measuring, and we include the incline since those are Dinim D'Oraisa, so we're a little extra machmir.